Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Linda Jacobs-Washington, Senior Policy Advisor for Community Initiatives at the U.S. Department of Transportation and Chair of the Local Federal Coordinating Committee of the Combined Federal Campaign for the National Capital Area. Linda, how have you built on last year's record-setting campaign success and leveraged research to improve campaign marketing, messaging, and outreach?
We launched a wonderful theme we talked about earlier, the compassion of individuals, the power of community. This gave us the opportunity in the National Capital Area to redesign our marketing materials with creative graphics and a lot of color, and the ability for the individual agencies to customize the marketing materials to meet their needs. We focused really on making it bright and personal. And here's how we developed this approach. We reviewed all the data, and then we talked to our fellow co-workers, rocket science stuff, huh? We talked to volunteers, we talked to loaned executives to really find out what worked and what didn't work. They liked the vibrant colors and energized look of the campaign. And the materials appealed to younger donors who called them fresh and new and felt they represented the cultural diversity of our federal workforce. We now feature inspirational stories and photos of our co-workers who have benefited and donated to the campaign. And with that, we achieved $66.5 million in 2009, so it worked. So this personal and emotional connection is an important piece in our ability to continue to raise record amounts for charities.
So this is your third year leading the way, if you will. What are the lessons have you learned from previous years that have been implemented to enhance your overall effort and make it a success this year?
Well, we have significantly increased the use of technology to both make it easier for federal employees to search for charities and make their donations, and that maximizes the amount going to the individual charities. We have learned over the years that a key factor in our coworkers deciding to donate is the personal touch. We give when we are asked by someone we know and trust. We've made many of the marketing materials, as I said before, customizable so that each agency can personalize the pieces with their own pictures, stories, and messages. And finally, I cannot stress enough the success of an individual agency's efforts is directly related to the active participation of that agency's leadership. So I personally have made a concerted effort to remind the agency heads that we need their personal, active, and visible participation. This is critical to our ongoing efforts as feds to help those in need.
So a core value for the IBM Center for the Business of Government is management. We're always looking for the best management, best practices. And I wanted to get a sense of how have you shared campaign best practices and worked to generate ideas for volunteers to take back to their agencies?
Well, you know, we've done it in so many ways. For example, before the campaign starts, loaned executives were chosen and assigned by their agencies to work full-time, as I said before, in the campaign. The loaned executives received training and were then assigned as account managers to the 130 federal agencies. Then they train individual agency campaign managers, key workers, and other volunteers. So that's what we did before the campaign. Then we started the campaign with a leadership conference where 600 campaign managers and other volunteers came together to receive additional training, share best practices, and build teamwork. Midway through the campaign, we reconvened this group. We gave them a status. They told us their experiences, and then we created a strategy for the remainder of the campaign. At that meeting, we also gave them new additional marketing materials. E-newsletters geared to specific volunteer groups have been introduced this year throughout the campaign. These newsletters give additional tips and best practices. And at the conclusion of this campaign, we will again gather to thank our federal volunteers to celebrate our success in once again raising millions of dollars for charity.
When you joined us back in 2008, basically you were the Chico for the U.S. Department of Transportation. With your CFC hat on, I want to understand how are you engaging the younger generation and new employees, and how has the expanded use of social media assisted you in this effort?
Well, you know, even though my husband Mark has gray hair and we just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary, we've tried to, in the CFC, appeal to younger donors. And so an online community actually was inspired and created through GovLoop, which is the federal employees version of Facebook. And it's also been inspired by Facebook and Twitter, where volunteers and donors can read about the latest news, events, and stories on CFC. Using these technologies is an ever-evolving process, which can only grow, quite frankly, in its reach and impact to younger donors. In addition to giving us online visibility, both GovLoop and the Washington City Paper threw a Lend a Hand Happy Hour, which targeted primarily their audience of younger donors. Now, more than 200 of us, and notice I'm including myself and Mark, attended the event and had a great time mingling with co-workers, charities, and CFC volunteers. All marketing efforts for the event were through social media channels. So we're engaging young folks and reaching out to them, and they've given us some incredible feedback as well, and they're on board.
Well, would you share with us some of the points of pride and inspirational stories that demonstrate the powerful impact of donations to more than 4,000 charities who need your help?
You know, we have three videos that feature federal employees whose lives have been touched personally by the CFC-supported charities. For example, Stan Stewart grew up homeless and was helped by a local charity funded through the CFC. And now Stan volunteers his time to work with at-risk kids in his community. Angela Kuhn was born with a crippling physical disability and received orthotics and prosthetics through a CFC-supported charity, which gave her greater self-confidence and independence. Then we have Jose Zavala, who was severely wounded while serving in the military in Afghanistan. When he returned to the United States to undergo treatment and rehabilitation, a CFC-supported charity provided safe, accessible housing for him and his young family. You know, feds tend to retire at this time of the year, and we have a number of them who request that employees give to the CFC rather than presenting them with plaques or other gifts. We also have, for the past 2 years, received over $100,000 each year from a former federal employee's estate. I tell you, I just hear inspiring stories all the time, and I meet inspiring people all the time, particularly feds and charities. At the FDIC, I met a federal employee who was wearing 20 eagle pins on her jacket. Each of those 20 eagle pins represents her donation of 1% of her salary to the combined federal campaign for the past 20 years. This is just one example of the continuing support our federal coworkers give to charity. You know, when a fireman asked a volunteer charity worker what's next for a family whose house had just burned down, the charity volunteer calmly responded, "We're next. We are going to provide for them. They don't need to worry. And I will tell you that I am proud that because of the selfless donations of my federal coworkers, this charity is able to say, we're next." The combined federal campaign provides funding to meet the needs of people who never, ever expect to ask, what's next? So I'm proud.
And speaking of that, OPM each year recognizes campaigns and volunteers who have made extraordinary contributions, just like the ones you've illustrated, to the CFC through either dedication or creativity. Would you tell us more about the CFC Innovator Award that was bestowed on the National Capital Area?
Happy to, because we are very proud that we have won the OPM Innovator Award for the last 7 years. The award is given to campaigns across the country that demonstrate the most innovative strategies. And I know we're innovative in the National Capital Area. Last year, we won the award for both our strategy and implementation of our integrated online tools, which enabled us to reach additional donors and raise more money. This included encouraging federal employees to go to our website to easily search the charity catalog and make a donation. It involved increasing the number of ways donors can donate online via credit card and other means, and moving and expanding campaign marketing tools online and providing the capabilities for volunteers to download and customize marketing materials. This award also recognized that these efforts played a significant role in our raising over $66.5 million in the National Capital Area.
How do federal agencies such as the U.S. Department of Transportation give back and engage communities? We will ask Linda Jacobs Washington, chair of the Local Federal Coordinating Committee of the Combined Federal Campaign for the National Capital Area, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.